the Proper Reading Podcast. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Abby.
And this is take three.
It is take three.
We've been...
First was too loud, second was too weird.
Abby was judging how I said hello the first time, and...
It was weird.
Well, I just feel like I forgot how to start it.
Well...
But happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope everyone is having a stunning week. I know I am.
Stunning.
I always want to text my friends, like, in, like, response to things and be like, that is so stunning. But, like, how do you spell that?
Yeah, no, I don't
like,
know.
Like, O-O, like, S-T-O-O. Stunning.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I love it. You know, Probably Reading Podcast has probably not been reading much lately.
Probably I haven't, for sure. Well, no, I have, but I've split my time between three books.
Oh, wow.
So it's like I haven't finished one of them.
I do believe last podcast I said I was going to start Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, or that, yeah, I had started it. I am here to say I am still reading it. I'm on, like, chapter 7, which is, like, 17%.
Okay.
And it's not that the book isn't good, but I think I'm in a reading slump.
Oh, no. Not good for the booktube. Not good for the booktube.
No. I feel like I just have had a lot going on, and I haven't, like, set aside time to read and focus on reading.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I did purchase the audiobook. So I will.
Oh, you did on Audible?
I did. Because we had credits and I was like, they're not being used. So
did you ask Mother Hen if you... Oh, see, I always ask.
No.
I asked the other night. I also purchased...
Favorite Child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Well, I do believe that this is a book that maybe eventually everybody will want to listen to.
I do want to listen to it.
So I figured it was not a selfish purchase.
Yeah, it's a good purchase. I agree.
But I am going to my friend Margot's cabin this weekend, and so it's a 3-hour drive there and back, so I will have plenty of time to listen to it and finish it. So I know I for sure will finish that this weekend. And I think I need like an easy romance next.
I feel like that's actually exactly where I'm at, which is one of the reasons why I'm reading three books at one time.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that, though. Like, I can listen to a book and read a book, but why are we reading three different books? Physically.
Yeah, I don't know, because I want to.
Isn't it annoying to have to, like...
Well, no. See, I feel like we're, like, getting into reading stuff before we're discussing other stuff. We're going out of order.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, updates. I feel like my life, I just literally 5 minutes ago, not even said that I'm just so busy that I can't read, that I literally have nothing going on, I feel like.
You're busy every weekend.
I know. It's because, like, people want to see me. I guess. A hot commodity, you know? The YouTube is popping off.
Thanks, you're famous.
Thanks to everybody who subscribed. I am now up to 163 subscribers. Which,
that's amazing.
It's insane. My Barnes & Noble book haul, when this goes up, it won't be my latest video, but almost 3,000 views. Like,
people love a Barnes & Noble book haul.
Honestly, do you want my autograph now before I get so big?
I think if you just put Barnes & Noble book haul in the title of every video, people would click and accidentally watch it.
And then they would unsubscribe, you know?
They'd be waiting for the haul, and then you'd be like, all right, see you next time.
My other update was that I think I'm in a reading slump, and I have been for like 2 weeks, but anyways.
It's not what we like to hear.
I know, I'm trying to get out of it, but.
You do need just like a cheesy romance.
I almost thought about stopping Divine Rivals and starting, you know what, I think I'm actually going to do this tonight. I'm going to start a romance of some sort that is like a short...
Like a Carrie Ahrens?
Maybe.
Maybe choose a Carrie.
I should, maybe, actually.
She has quite a few new ones out.
I know, because we haven't talked about her in a hot minute.
We haven't.
So, I know she did come out with, like, at least probably two.
I think more than that.
Two or three. And then I'll continue Divine Rivals on my journey to the cabin.
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about? I was so confused.
Because... I just feel like I'm going to listen to Divine Rivals. It has a really good audio.
Which is weird for you to say because you don't normally say that.
I know. I hope that me listening to it doesn't make me like it less than if I physically read it. But I just like, I'm nothing is drawing me to finish that book right now. I think I need a
Then it's time to move on.
A little Romy.
Not saying it's bad, Romy, just not its time.
Yeah, it is time.
I don't even think those are the right words.
Romeo, save me.
I think it's Romeo.
There's multiple different take verses.
Take me. Okay. Is it my turn for updates? Or
I mean, do you have any?
I do.
Okay.
It's okay that you're mean to me because it just shows people your true colors.
I think it shows our sisterly bond.
Emily Henry announced her new book, Funny Story.
Funny Story, yep.
Yep.
What's it about?
How are we feeling that she's announcing it?
I'll feel something when I see the cover. You know me and Emmy have...
That's true, but it's going to be cute because it's like purple, right?
I don't know. You, me and Emily Henry have a weird relationship.
I'm always so excited for her books, but I never really, really love them.
Yeah, I will say that I'm not feeling overly excited about this. Like, I'm sure when it, like, when we get the cover and, like, more about the book, like, I'll be a little bit more excited. But I know when it comes out, I won't be jumping to read it.
Well, it comes out in April of 2024.
So a while from now.
A little bit, but...
That was my stomach. I wonder if it picked up on the...
I don't know. I didn't
on
hear
the Adeo.
Let me read you what they're saying it's about. Yeah, I'm okay. Just choosing to ignore you.
Okay, fair.
It says, according to the forthcoming novel synopsis by Penguin Random House, Funny Story follows a woman named Daphne, whose fiancé leaves her for his childhood best friend. In a bemusing twist of fate, Daphne becomes roommates with Miles, who is the childhood best friend's ex-boyfriend. They decide to embark on a harmless little fake dating scheme, posting suggestive pictures of their summer together and maybe just maybe catching feelings in the process.
This is going to send all the girlies spiraling that their boyfriend is in love with their childhood friend.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting that, I don't know, sometimes I don't love when, like, we get too much of a backstory of, like, an ex. Like, I don't really care.
Yeah. Like, especially if the book isn't revolving around that.
And also, I feel like a lot of books lately have been revolving around...
Like a cheating trope?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't love it.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Carly Fortune is known for doing
I don't love that.
Me either.
It's just, like, we don't need... We also don't need, like... Yeah, I don't know. We just don't need it. I did see earlier in this, like, article I was reading from, it said another lake story, so there must take place on a lake.
Yeah, I'm really happy for everybody that loves Emily Henry because they will be excited for this release, even though it's, like, basically a year away.
It's really not.
I mean...
It's August.
It's, like, 9 months away.
Yeah.
It's a long time. But I don't feel anything for this book yet.
No, but I do think it's, like, exciting with an author.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, even if you don't love it, like, the cover's gonna be beautiful. We know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, the only other update I have is this story I wanted to tell you because I feel like it might resonate with the girlies whose boyfriends or husbands play video games.
Okay.
So I was, like, sitting on the couch feeding Q, and Cody was playing this new video game he got.
Okay.
And I asked a question about the video game, and he was saying, okay, so it was, like, it's, like, this fantasy video game, and they had options. He's building his character, okay? Mm-hmm. They had options. You could choose, like, a bunch of things. And then he goes, so they have wizards, sorcerers, and warlocks. And now you may be asking yourself, what's the difference?
He said that to you?
Yeah. And I go, nope, I wasn't. Nope, sure wasn't.
Abby, he was going to mansplain that to you.
Well, what is the difference between warlocks, sorcerers, and wizards?
I couldn't tell you.
Sorcerers are born... from bloodline, warlocks can be kind of evil, and they choose that.
Oh.
And then wizards, I forgot already, but...
Harry Potter.
Yeah, you know? And I just was like, I love when he gets so excited, but he was just literally a professor. He was like, now you may be asking yourself, what are the differences between these three?
That is so Cody.
Yeah, and I had just really had to say, no, I'm not asking,
actually. I would have let him just explain it. It sounds like he was really excited to explain it.
Well,
that was rude of you.
We both geeked. We were both laughing so hard. And then I did say, no, actually, what?
You can.
Yeah, what is the difference? Yeah,
you felt bad after.
Well, no, the more I thought about it, I was like, actually, what is the difference? Mm.
So you tried to be cool and say, I do know. Like, don't tell me. But you didn't. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah. It's fine. Now we can get into our...
Well, you have a couch update.
Well, yeah, I'm getting my new couch this week.
When this goes out, it will be delivering.
Hopefully. I got a text message today saying we will be at your house between 11:30 and, like, 1:30.
A nice little two-hour window. That's not bad.
It's not terrible. But, like what if I worked?
Gotta have somebody there.
I guess. I did pay for the men to carry it in the house absolutely. And put it together because I'm not doing that.
No, absolutely not.
And then...
When are you getting rid of your other couch?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet.
Mm. Yeah, you don't really have room to, like, keep it anywhere.
I don't know. It'll have to go in the garage. I just got rid of my couch.
Why don't you try and sell it? Put it on the marketplace.
I could. It's just, like, I really don't love selling things because I hate meeting up with random people.
Do it on a day when Cody's home.
Yeah, I could.
But we can get into our report for the week.
Yep.
Just a reminder, it's reading, eating, playing, obsession, recommending, and treating myself to. I just think this is fun because it gets us talking and, like, I don't know, product of the week was always fun, but I don't know. I feel
all of my products are baby related these days.
I just think this is, like, more vibey. More fun.
And I feel like we do discuss most of these things anyways. Yeah. It's just fun to put it in a category.
I agree. So obviously I am reading Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross. I kind of want to go on my Goodreads right now and see, like, if I have any cutie little romances, like, on... Oh, I wanted to read Out on a Limb.
No, I'm reading that right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You can't. Don't take it from me.
Okay, well, let me just... Okay, talk about it, and I'll find a book I want to read. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Sorry. That was so aggressive of me, but I forgot that Margot and I want to read Saving Six together at the cabin. Oh, nice. So I will start that tonight.
There you go.
I already started it once, but I'll restart it.
Just restart it. Yeah. You need a refresher.
Totally.
Okay, so no more reading updates.
No.
Okay, so right now I'm reading Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Yeah.
Which... I found out as a young adult, which
we knew that.
Did we know that?
We knew that.
Okay, well, it must have slipped my memory because now I feel so dumb because, like, I can't really understand it.
Oh.
Like, there's so many breakdowns of different colors and, like, what the colors do. And, like, he has different words that I don't know what they mean.
You need
and,
to make
like,
a diagram.
Well, that's the book I bought the audio for.
Oh.
So I'm, like, I read 20% of it and then I just was like, Cody, I feel... Like, I've missed some things, and I need to restart, so I'm going to listen. So there's that one. Then I did start Out on a Limb by Hannah, is it Bonham Young?
Mm-hmm.
Which...
It's all over TikTok right now.
Yeah, so it's like a pregnancy trope.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's not a spoiler, if you can read between the lines on the back of the book.
Or just read the lines.
Well, it doesn't specifically say it's a pregnancy trope, but, like, it literally it, like...
I feel like I may have saw that on TikTok. Like, you know, when they like, tell a story on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just, like, they have a one-night stand. They, like, don't know each other at all. And then I think it's their story of, like, deciding to not be, like, committal to each other, but just be friends. And then I think they, like, eventually fall in love.
Cutie.
But, like, yeah, and so far, so good. There's good, like, I don't know, like, the author has this author's, like, note right in the front of the book instead of in the end of the book.
Interesting.
Because, I don't know, no, I'll just let everyone else read it.
Okay.
But, then the last book I'm reading is Thrown a Glass by Sarah J. Maas, and I'm not, like, reading that one as much as I'm reading the others because I've already read that one. So it's like a refresh so that I can start the next one.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you've read any of those books in that series or how far you've gotten.
Yeah, just the first one.
Okay, somebody else asked me the other day if you had read it. But speaking of Throne of Glass, I put it in my book haul on YouTube and a lot of people say to read it first, which I feel... It is so...
That's so controversial.
It's so controversial. There's so many mixed opinions on when you should read Assassin's Blade, which for anybody listening who doesn't know, that is technically the prequel. But you can technically read it first, second, third, or fourth is the most common. She didn't write
it till like years past, so it's like...
It's... Yeah, there's so many...
It does... I believe I heard it does spoil things for... one of the books in like the future, however, one of the books in the future won't hit as hard if you read it first, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally thought I was going to read it third when I eventually read it, just because it is like background knowledge background knowledge on the main character, and like you just like learn more about her past and stuff. But I don't know,
maybe you could read it first.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this one girl said, I suggest reading Assassin's Blade first. It will make sense when you read the rest. Another girl said, read Assassin's Blade first. Trust me, I read it after Throne of Glass and had so many spoilers already. I don't understand why people recommend that. Let's see.
Well, and so since I already read Throne of Glass, I probably have so many spoilers then. But...
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I should put a pause in that and read Assassin's Blade.
I don't know, because... my nanny mom, I think she read it fourth.
Okay.
I think, because she really wanted to get to Heir of Fire, because
she said the first two
books are kind of, like, it's leading up to the story, but nothing, like, super interesting happens.
I really liked Throne of Glass.
Okay.
It felt very much like Hunger Games-y, almost, like...
Yeah.
It's got a lot of action in it.
For those of you that don't know, this is by the same author, Sarah J. Maas, that writes ACOTAR.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, and there's a lot of books in that series.
There's 8.
I want to finish the Sarah J. Maas universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do.
I love saying I've read everything by that author.
I know.
It's fun. I've only done it with Abby Jimenez, Emily Henry... Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, Carly Fortune, but her second book was
unfortunately.
Ass, so. Yeah, literally. Okay, eating Jimmy John's Veto. Like, there's probably never a pod that I won't talk about Jimmy John's, and it's the Veto's been hitting lately, you know?
I've had it 3 times this week.
It's crazy out there, honestly. The amount of free chips I'll be getting from my rewards.
Oh, I got a free drink. So, I know how? It's coming. I don't know.
I've never gotten a free drink. I've probably ordered 100 subs from that place.
Well, eat 3 days in a row, I guess, and that's where...
I am patiently waiting for the big, or the All-American Big Tasty Crunch, or whatever the hell it's called.
Me too, because I was pregnant when it came out, and I could not have it.
It is so damn delicious.
Describe it.
So, it has roast beef on it, which is so weird for me, because I don't feel like I'm a roast beef person.
That sounds so good, though.
But it's like roast beef, I want to say it's probably American cheese, Thousand Island dressing, pickles, and...
So a Big Mac.
Onions, and then fried, like the fried crunchy onions.
Mm-hmm. Big Mac.
With fried crunchy onions.
But better, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
A Big Mac honestly sounds like deliciosa. It would hit so good right now.
Well, we're a little munchy right now, so...
Yeah, we blazed it up before the pod.
No, but...
No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like I've had 9 different varieties of food tonight.
Well, that's because you had, like, a potluck lunch.
Yeah, but then I came home and had some beef jerky, a gummy frog, some... I had a peanut butter cookie. I had some tuna salad... I had Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Calories are just racking in.
They're non-existent today. We're not counting
today. It's okay. I'm bringing you my treadmill.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You won't even recognize me next time you see me.
Yeah. Truly. Withered away.
Yeah. Like, I'm like in a tutee now. I will be next sure. time you see me.
Sure, sure. Well, I don't know just what to kidding. Tell you. Yeah, no, I don't
there's
know what
no
to tell
you. There's no motivation here for that.
No, me either. That's why I'm giving you my treadmill.
I'm okay with eating.
Me too. You have to eat to live. Okay, on to my eating. I think before... Sorry, that was probably a really gross mouth yeah. noise. I think before... One of my products of the week was the Chobani White Chocolate Raspberry Creamer.
Correct.
Okay. So they have sadly taken that away, but they have replaced it with two good flavors, like amazing flavors, actually.
I have a story after this.
Oh, no. S'mores and cookies and cream. They yeah. hit so good.
That sounds so delicious.
Okay.
Which one is your fave?
I had s'mores for a long time before I tried cookies and cream, so now I'm kind of on a cookies and cream, but okay. I buy both of them when I replace creamer.
So we had a picnic today for my mom's work. No. It's like an annual summer picnic where all the workers and like their families or whatever can come. And they ordered cupcakes.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm nervous.
They ordered like probably like 10 different kinds. Not that many.
Oh, wow.
Probably like
okay.
7 different kinds. And I asked mom, I was like, do you want me to go grab us some cupcakes? And she's like, yeah, sure, whatever. There's a little boy sitting, like, behind the cupcakes, and he's, like, telling me what all the flavors are.
Okay.
So I pick my flavor, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to get mom a different flavor. And he goes, you can only take one. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm grabbing for somebody else, too. And he was, like, so sassy about it.
Oh, my gosh.
It.
Who was he
I don't know who he
was. Like, someone's kid?
To. Yeah.
Oh, well, he was just telling you the rules he had.
He was taking his job very seriously, as he should. But, like, I felt like I was scolded.
Well, honestly, that's, like, the people at weddings who it's, like, people who offer multiple cupcakes. And it's, like, grandma and grandpa, you don't need four. Okay, just put it down.
I've worked a wedding where men in their 50s went up and took the entire tray off of the table and brought it to their table.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I hate people like that.
When we had our wedding, we got nothing bundt cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do the buntinis, which are like this single mini bun.
So deliciosa.
But they were like, you literally have to plan for four per person. And I was like, are you kidding? Absolutely not. No. So we X-nayed that because it was, like, going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
People are gluttonous.
I don't think I want to have a big wedding. Like, maybe I'll elope somewhere.
That would be amazing.
When the time comes, you know.
I had a COVID wedding and small was perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, playing pickleball. I'm not playing pickleball on the court.
Okay.
But I did play it in a driveway, and I think I'm really good, and I think I would be really great on the court.
I beg to differ, but I will be willing to watch.
But no, but listen, on Amazon, I can get 2 paddles and 4 balls for $40 right now.
We could F it up on the court.
Do you want to go in, and we can each have a paddle? It would be $20.
No, I don't want to commit to that. Maybe Shastad.
Maybe.
I don't have a job, as you so kindly reminded me last pod.
I'm about to not have a job, so I should stop my spending.
And if I have $20, I want 2 Jimmy John's subs.
Maybe a Big Mac.
True.
But no, part of me is like, is this the right time to be buying a pickleball paddle? Like, the season's probably almost over.
Buy or a used one. Hit up Facebook Marketplace or eBay.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
But my reason in purchasing 2 was...
To have someone to play with. Yeah.
You can't be playing alone.
No, you can't. I would hit up a used one or if any of our...
I mean, $20 a racket is not bad when they're going for like $90.
Are you kidding?
Deadass.
Aren't they like just bigger like ping pong paddles?
Essentially,
yeah. But they're like square, right?
Like
rounded corners.
More rectangle.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
It's like between a rectangle and a square. It's a short rectangle.
So, like a rectangle, because anything above a square is a rectangle.
Yeah.
I just...
Like a chubby rectangle, though.
I don't see myself partaking much.
I thought you were down.
I was, because I was getting FOMO in the group chat that the whole family was, like, ready for... If mom's playing, I'm playing.
Mom's probably not playing.
Well, there's your answer then.
Just have to find somebody else to play with me.
Go in the mornings on Fridays for sure. Literally because
every day. Play. No, but they're good. Yeah, I know. Get they smoked. Whoop your ass. They would probably yell at me for stepping in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but the dogs are burning.
It's barking.
I know, but stepping in the kitchen, you get burned.
Okay. The kitchen is the little square or like rectangle next to the net.
Oh, is that the same in tennis too?
I am unsure.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you. I want to hear about what you're playing because this is intriguing me. Interesting me. I'm intrigued. Life online.
Oh, okay. I had to open up the notes. Yeah. So one thing that I did before having Quincy was me and Cody and one of our friends, John, would all get online on our separate computers in different homes, or me and Cody were separate. And we would get on and we would play Life, the video game, together online. So me and Cody recently, when we put Q down, have decided to play games of life together and see who wins.
And see how many kids you're going to have.
Well, if you choose the kid path. I didn't choose the kid path last time.
Oh.
And I didn't choose the college path. And regrets? No, because I was a millionaire.
No, about Quincy.
Oh, no, definitely not, but.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, Cody did just text me right now saying, when does she eat next? Because she's screaming. And I said, not for at least another hour. But he said, we're on the porch now because it's the only room that'll make her happy.
Oh, he wants you to come home.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, obsession. I am obsessed with the Anthropology Icon glasses, which I'm sure if you don't live under a rock, you have seen the infamous bee glasses.
Yeah, like so juice cute. Glass. So cute.
And they have a bunch of different ones that they're now calling, like, they're just like their icon glasses. I have 5 currently.
I never knew you had that many.
Well, it's because only one has been delivered because they've been on back order.
Anthropology is always known on back order.
For back order, yeah. But I have the bumblebee, the rainbow, the evil eye, the shamrock, or the clover, whatever you want to call it, and a heart. So I'm just kind of waiting to see if they come out with something else. I would love a strawberry. That would make my life.
I'm sure eventually there will be a strawberry.
Yeah. So I'm just patiently waiting. They do have the heart in like 4 colors right now, so I could buy a 6th one to round out my collection, but I just feel like I want to wait.
I would just wait. They're going to come out, even if it's like a seasonal cup too.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm on a strawberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
My latest obsession is Posty's new album.
Austin.
Yep. It came out on the 28th. So good.
Daddy Malone.
He's just really killing it lately.
He's really hot lately.
I mean, I always thought he was attractive when he was a little chubby, but now that
Well, not even chubby. He's just like, I just feel like
he's feeling more sober these days. Yeah.
Yeah, we love that for him.
Absolutely. Now that he's a dad, he's got to take care of himself.
Yeah, and I'm just still obsessed with him and Noah Kahan's song.
Yeah.
Dialed Drunk. Like, I have got to be their number one listener. I listened to that song.
Like, just on repeat.
I'm not even, like, exaggerating or joking when I say this. I probably listen to that song 7 or 8 times a day. It's, like, kind of an obsession.
Like, you're going to be in, like, the 0.01% listeners.
No, yeah, I will be. Because I have a playlist right now and it's like 3 songs long and I just like repeat it when I'm in the car. I'll play it first thing when I wake up and I'm getting ready.
It is a bop.
It's so good. So.
I mean, you got dad hooked on it too.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He installed his side-by-side stereo last night and I knew it was working because I could hear that song playing inside the house when he was in the garage. So, yeah, pretty sweet, though.
Love that for him.
Okay, I'm recommending the Replica. It must have autocorrected on my notes. But it's the Replica Bubble Bath Perfume. If you love a very clean scent that, I don't want to say it's like gender neutral because I do feel like it's more feminine than masculine, but it's just like a very
just clean,
good, clean perfume. Yeah. Which smells I love. So good.
I feel like a good clean perfume carries well into all seasons.
Yes.
Some perfumes I feel like you put on and you're like, oh, this is way too summery.
Like when it's too florally.
Or like if it's too like brown sugary, vanilla-y. Sometimes winter. I feel like winter.
You taught me a little trick that you're supposed to spray it on the inside of your elbows.
Yeah, I don't know where I ever learned that, but like if you spray it on the inside of your elbows, if you sweat or anything, it like...
Abby told me that, and so I sprayed it, and I was literally trying to touch my elbow, like, inside of my elbows together, and she's like, no, you just bend your arm so that it, like...
I mean, like, I let her do it first. I let you do it first because, like, it was funny. You did. But...
You're supposed to spray both of your arms. Correct. I thought you were... It's like, you know when you spray one of your wrists and you rub them together? That's what I was trying to do with my arms, and it was very difficult.
Yeah.
So.
It was tricking ya. It was. That's for sure. Okay, I'm recommending Heather McLary.
I reckon. Anyways.
Is that what I said?
No, but that's kind of what it sounded like.
I'm recommending her YouTube channel. She's like, I don't want to say she's new because she's been YouTubing for a long time, but she is relatively new in the book space, like a year.
Why are you not recommending me?
Because we always talk about you.
Oh.
But she, if you like Kindle Unlimited and want Kindle Unlimited recs, she is the go-to.
I love that.
Yeah, and honestly, even if you're not interested in the book, her reactions to the book, like, that she's reading are so good and so funny. So.
Nice.
Just, yeah.
That's Heather McLary.
Yeah, I think that's how you say her name.
McLarry.
Yep.
Okay, treating myself. Okay, so do you want to go first? Because I feel like mine's going to be, like, an in-depth.
Sure. Talk. Mine is not very fun. I treated myself to a new windshield.
Because of hail damage.
Yep, my car is, like, totaled. Mm-hmm. The windshield was shattered, like, crazy. Yeah. So, yep, got a new windshield today. And new windshield wipers, so
woo-hoo.
That rain's just gonna slick right off. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I am treating... my gosh, you'd think I smoke a pack a day. I'm treating myself to an Oura ring. If you don't know what an Oura ring is, it's essentially an Apple Watch for your finger. It tracks like your sleep, if you work out. But the reason I purchased it was for like period tracking and cycle tracking, I guess. They partnered with the app Natural Cycles. So if anybody is not on birth control and is looking for an app that is like very reliable and stuff, I would highly suggest checking out Natural Cycles. My ring has not come in the mail yet. They are sending me a sizing kit, but
which I think is really cool.
Yeah, because they send you actual rings, and I saw
you have to send it back, or are they just like cheaply like?
I don't know actually. But I did see somebody on TikTok. I've done a lot of research because the Oura rings are not cheap if you have seen them. But I saw this one girl that was like, you find out which size, like with the sizing kit, and then wear it for an entire day and make sure that that size good like call. Is good, like from morning to night. Like if your finger swells or whatever, she's like, because just sitting there trying them on, like one could feel good, but like you're not moving, you're not like getting right. circulation and stuff. So she's like, I wore it all day and it helped me determine what size I was. So I'm very excited for my sizing kit to come because then I'll be able to get my ring. But it like apparently takes like your basal body temperature every night and every morning, which is like really important when tracking your cycle because it determines like
if you're ovulating,
if you're fertile, when your period's gonna come, all of that. So it's just they call it like the best non-hormonal birth control.
Correct. It's a very like old school method of tracking. Well, I mean, not the ring, but just checking your basal temp is like an old school way of seeing when you're ovulating.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for that to come. It's going to look like a lug nut on my finger.
I was going to say, I mean, like, how fashionable is it?
I mean, if you wanted to spend the extra $200 and get the gold, probably pretty fashionable. But I decided not to, and I got the silver.
Okay.
Which is fine, because like we keep saying, mixing metals is fun.
Right.
But it is a thick band, obviously, because there's like sensors and stuff. So, but you know what?
It's fine.
If people want to judge my lug nut, then that's fine. But all I'm saying is somebody comes up on me and I punch them with that thing, they're going down.
Just tell them it's Cartier.
This is actually solid metal and it will hurt if you get close to me.
You should get the...
This has lasers in it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you should get little fake stickers that look like bolts on, like, the Cartier rings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Deck it out.
No, it's too expensive to deck out.
True.
So, no, I'm very excited. And treat yourself.
Yeah. No,
but not all the time.
Yeah,
no. That's expensive.
Yeah. I wish I didn't have to treat myself to a windshield.
Yeah, was insurance not covering that?
Sis, I only got liability on my hunk. All it's covering is if I hit someone. And let me tell you, I rammed into my patio chair today, or yesterday, left a big old scratch on my car.
Abby.
And I was like, oh well. And then hit her again today. Not going as fast, though. But...
When are we going to learn to move the patio chair or watch where we're backing up?
Well, Cody said, you know, it's always in the same spot. So it's like shocking that you still hit it. And I'm just like,
are we looking or we're just backing up?
No, I am. But honestly, what happened, I'm not blaming it on the child, but one of your nanny kids did pull the chair out and start playing with the seat on it. No, I'm positive. So it's just slightly out further than it usually
is. Like, how heavy are those chairs?
They're not.
We're sure.
Yeah, you can push them if you leaned on them.
Well.
Actually, I even think I might have pulled it out.
Can't take accountability.
No, not taking accountability would have been like, oh my gosh, babe, someone scratched my car. Even though you could watch back the video.
Twice it was you.
Yeah, you could watch back our security cameras and see me whip into it.
I honestly would love for you to roll the footage because...
I'll have to see if I can find it.
That's really something.
Yeah, well, I am being summoned home by my husband for the baby.
He's texting you again.
Well...
You're lying.
He just now asked if she pooped, so...
Okay.
He's trying all the tricks, but...
Yeah, he needs a pass off.
Yeah, sometimes you do just need a pass off every, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, ladies and gents, with that, we will see you next chapter.
Bye, guys.